Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But maybe the biggest story, the future of the RFK site and the deal that was struck with the press conference on Monday. Mayor Muriel Bowser with owner Josh Harris saying that RFK 2 is happening, that it's going to be what the city needs and what the team needs to push forward and to have the future that we all want, both in D.C. and for the Commanders. The question we've got for you guys is, and we haven't asked the most simple question yet, do you think they cross the finish line here? Is this going to go down? This press conference, like years and years ago, I would have thought, you have this press conference, it's over. And someone would have said, yeah, but way back when, Jack Kent Cook sat at National Landing in Potomac Yards, you know, he almost... had crossed the goal line at that point, and then it didn't happen. I'd say, yeah, but that was years ago. It wouldn't happen now. I just lived the Virginia thing. So it doesn't mean that it will. Do you think that this eventually is a winner and that they get the 7 votes from the D.C. Council with this proposal that they need, 800-636-1067? I was at the Caps game last night, and I was talking with someone, and they kept bringing up, oh, Virginia happened, I'm nervous. I don't think Virginia and this are very similar, to be honest. I don't know how comparable they are, other than that it's a team trying to move a stadium. Here's what I mean by this. Virginia was Ted Leonsis wanting to go across the river for what he perceived to be was a better deal than the deal he could not get from D.C., number one. He ended up getting the deal he wanted in D.C. Still, I would imagine, from a business standpoint, he would prefer the Virginia deal over the one he got in D.C. But they didn't have to move. They wanted to move. There is a big, big difference. Capital One Arena is still a tremendous home. They're refurbishing it for closer to $1 billion than, you know, $500,000 at this point. And by doing that, they're going to have a state-of-the-art, better version of the facility that they have. But you can also make the case that you always wanted to be in D.C. if you could have your druthers anyway, if you're Ted Leonsis. The location in Virginia on the water there is not better than being downtown at 7th and F Streets. You couldn't get the deal you wanted, so you were going to go to Virginia to get a better deal, a real estate deal. You could put your finger in a lot of the pies with a lot of the restaurants and bars and all that stuff. And as an owner, it would have been really, really good because the money now is in the real estate deals, so to speak. But that was a want, not a need. The Commanders don't want to be in Maryland. The location they're in currently, unlike Capital One Arena, is not a good location. Even as a guy who's okay with them building another stadium there if it has to happen that way, if I get a great stadium, I acknowledge it's a terrible location. For them, there is a desperation to get into the city. That's where they feel like they are best, where they have the best business opportunity, where the aerial shots on Monday Night Football of the mall are going to help them. Ted's already in D.C. talking about leaving and getting outside of the city. So I think it's very, very different, whereas that was a, I can't get what I want from D.C., so I'm going to go to Virginia, leave a pretty good situation and get a better one. This is leaving a really bad situation in terms of the Landover area and going to a very, very good situation, and there's more desperation here. So I just don't think that they're overly comparable.
So let me tell you why it is comparable, because everything you said is correct, but let me do this. What am I talking about? The most senior high elected official in a given place negotiates a deal. The deal is completed. Then it goes to a lesser voting body who can potentially get in the way. Which one am I talking about? That's why it's the same.
The politics are similar, but I also think, again, the politics of the Virginia deal. Virginia's never had a stadium because largely Virginia's never wanted one. Like there's never really been an aggression to get one. Whereas that's not the case for the city. We just saw them move mountains and find money they supposedly didn't have to keep the Caps and the Wizards there because, and I hate to say it this way, but I kind of feel this way. I think that the team, certainly the building at Cap One Arena, is holding neighborhoods up. I mean, it's holding the city afloat in a lot of ways from a business standpoint right now.
Oh, sure. I guess, but there are plenty of folks on the council that never want one, have already released statements. But I guess, my point is I understand a person going, there's a lot of Virginia here. There are differences. You've pointed them out, and you're right about that. I guess from a macro view, I would go, yeah, I get it. Where we had a celebration, we had an announcement, we had a press conference, and then members of a council, one posted memes, and that was their response. But then the local D.C. council going, not so fast, my friend. The answer is going to be no. So I understand the reticence, I guess, is my only point.
I understand the nerves because you just dealt with this. I'm just saying I think that when you – they're both cars, right? It's politics. You need votes. There are people that could be a pain in the ass. But when you lift up the hood, I think the engines are very, very different. Of the Virginia situation where you're going from a good situation that a lot of people would tell you is actually the preferred idyllic situation, which is the D.C. team being in D.C. and leaving D.C. versus this, which is nobody thinks that's a good location. It's a terrible location where they are now. It's really the only other option they have. It's a way worse location than the one that they are desperate for. Ted Leonsis, by the way, before Virginia, tried to do the thing that D.C. eventually did. We had Brooke Pinto on the show. She's the councilwoman, or the council member, I guess, to be correct, in that ward too there where the arena is. And she said they screwed up. She said, we almost blew it. I forget her exact quote.
Yeah, but it was along those lines.
But
yeah.
She acknowledged, like, we learned our lesson, she kept saying over and over again. He kept saying, here's what I need, here's what I need, here's what I need. Help me help you, help me help you. And they go, nah, 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 nah. And he goes, okay, fine. He didn't just, it wasn't like from day one, he's like, we got to be in Virginia. From day one, Josh Harris hasn't said it publicly. Him and his people are trying to figure out how they can get into D.C. And I just think that's different because there's an urgency. There's a,
yeah.
I overuse desperation, but there's an aggression. They feel like the ceiling of a Maryland location versus a D.C. location is night and day. I don't think Ted felt that way about Capital One Arena refurbished versus Virginia.
Yeah, I agree with that sentiment.
It was just good or better. 800-636-1067. Also, and you mentioned this is a good point, Louise Lucas is not in D.C., so she can't single-handedly hold this thing up and post a bunch of memes.
Yeah.
We got that going for us, too.
I haven't seen any memes to, like, let people know which way people stand or whatever.
That's a good point.
Right. We've been meme-free for a little while.
I should have asked Charles Allen about that. I was told that when you didn't want a stadium, you're supposed to post memes of yourself in a graveyard over top of, like, a picture of Josh Harris or something.
Yeah. What you want to be is the lowest level internet commenter. That's the standard. Anyway,
somebody asked me yesterday, what's the chance that this thing happens? I'm making this up because I don't know, and how do you even begin that? I say 80%. I mean, I think it's very, very likely. I guess I won't say slam dunk. I also wonder if there's going to be more negotiation. The team would tell you this is the deal. Like, they don't really want to negotiate the deal. The city would say, in some cases, Allen, maybe Mendelsohn, whoever, we have to negotiate. So maybe it changes a little bit.
Yeah, I think there's some tweaking possible. So if it's end game, stadium or no stadium, I think it ends up happening. Now, do I think that it's as it's written right now this second? Maybe, maybe not. I think that's the complicated part, right? Where I think a couple members of the council could be swayed by one concession or one extra stipulation or one thing being removed or one kind of data point, and they would go, this is my holdup. I'm just making this up. So Charles Allen, for example, could go, 8,000 parking spots is too many. They go, what about 6,000? He could go, okay. Now, I'm not saying you would, but you know what I mean? But that still means stadium is happening. To me, I think there's too much opportunity for grandstanding, too much opportunity for let me get my voice out there, let me go do every bit of media and swashbuckle and show you that I'm a hero for my ward and my residents and my city and my this and my that. At the end of the day, though, there is so much money that's going to change hands. What politicians love more than anything else is that golden shovel in the ground, standing in front of some place with a big old pair of novelty scissors to cut that ribbon. It's the thing. It's what you're known for. It's your your legacy piece or whatever. So, I think you're going to see a lot of the puffing of chest and tell me how fiscally important it is. You got to watch out for every dollar from the taxpayer. And that sounds great in theory. If there was follow through over the years, I might be more inclined to believe you, quite frankly.
Let's go to Neil in Arlington. Neil, do you think it happens? Do you have any major issues with the plan as it's drawn up now?
Hey, Yeah, so I do think it happens. And I think, you know, the points you brought up about the differences between this and Virginia are significant. I think, like, the key difference there was, you know, the governor in Virginia having kind of an open antagonism to his legislature, and then I think, you know, the perception of an open antagonism to the area in which, you know, Northern Virginia, that they sort of just don't seem to get along so well. I think as it relates to the stadium, sure, there's probably going to be some horse trading and, you know, trying to get some concessions out of for specific wards and constituencies. But the fact that the team has been so willing to pay for the stadium and the costs that are associated with the infrastructure around the area are going to be footed by the bill of the taxpayers, like, that seems more workable to me than what you see with a lot of these publicly funded stadium deals where the taxpayer has the burden for the entirety of the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the way that the deals are typically being structured now, cities have to pay more up front, but the point that, you know, Allen and Mendelson both said, that sounds well and good, but there's still a huge upfront cost from D.C. You either understand that that's money well spent, understand's the wrong word, you either feel that's money well spent, or you're going, nope, that's too big, and we may or may not make it back. Reasonable minds can disagree on that, I think, but you're right, in terms of the balance of the deal right now, it's still a huge percentage outlined for the team and that ownership group.
Yeah, and I just, when I look at the deal, the money the city's paying is almost all not going to the actual stadium. You know, the actual right. stadium cost is being footed by the team.
Mm-hmm.
They've got plenty of skin in the game. The money, the you know, $1 billion the city's spending is building up that area around it. First of all, cleaning up and then building horizontally, you know, around the stadium. But the Virginia deal, I guess at its core, what is different? The Virginia deal was based on Leontis not getting what he wanted needed from D.C. and saying, okay, well, this doesn't work, so I'm going to Virginia. That's how it started, was basically animus toward the city.
Yeah.
This is an owner going, where's the one idyllic great location I'd like to be most? D.C.
Yeah, this isn't a Maryland problem where they weren't living up to their end of the bargain or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just think it's very, very different from the start.